Hospitals across the state are noticing a sharp decrease in the number of people walking into their emergency rooms. It's a national trend that's playing out locally since the COVID-19 outbreak. HPR's Ashley Mizuo reports.
Prior to the event, our hospitals were extremely busy, our ERs were extremely full.
The general volumes have been decreasing.
The Queen's ER volume has been down significantly.
Our volumes have been at least 50% of what it had prior to the COVID situation.
You're hearing from doctors and nurses at Polymomi Medical Center, Queen's Medical Center, Kaiser Permanente, and Hilo Medical Center. All say they've seen a drop in ER patients. So what do they think is driving the decrease? Fear. Here's Dr. Michael Louie, a neurologist at Polymomi and the president-elect of the Hawaii chapter of the American Heart Association.
They're afraid initially of getting COVID-19. They probably see the hospital as kind of a place where they can contract the virus. We still do see patients coming into the hospital, like for strokes and other neurological, non-neurological diseases. But because of the significant drop suddenly, once COVID-19 hit, our assumption is that people are just either waiting longer or just not calling 911 when they really should be.
But Dr. Louie says hospitals are safe and people who need care should go in because speed matters. Take someone having a stroke.
The longer you wait to call 911, the longer you wait to get treatment, you have emergency treatment that we can give right away if patients qualify. The longer you wait, the more brain cells start to die. When that happens, it can become irreversible. Patients can die. The same goes for the heart. Every second counts.
When it comes to stroke and heart attacks specifically, not all hospitals have seen declines. Tony Higa, an ER nurse at Hilo Medical Center, says she's seen a small decrease in stroke and cardiac patients since the COVID-19 outbreak. And Dr. Kazuma Nakagawa, the stroke center director at Queen's Medical Center, says there's been little to no change in stroke cases at his hospital.
It's not fair to look at March and April compared to January and February because stroke and heart attacks are a little bit seasonal, meaning that it tends to happen more in the wintertime. Nobody really knows why, but like multiple possibilities. One is, anytime we have like a cold or a flu or any kind of infection, that can kind of potentially increase the risk of stroke or heart attack.
He compared the number of stroke patients between January and April at the hospital to this year's numbers. But as for emergency room visits overall, a decrease could be because patients are using telehealth options instead of in-person visits. Dr. Jay Ishida, an emergency physician at Kaiser Permanente, says there just isn't concrete information yet on which patients aren't coming in and why.
We are seeing decreases in a lot of conditions, but that doesn't mean they're not happening. So we're wondering what's happening to these patients, and only time will tell when we get studies and data out as to what is truly happening and the outcomes of these patients.
That's why Queen's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Rick Bruno, says that over the next few months, his hospital will be looking very closely at patients who chose to stay home and not go to the ER. But in the meantime, people who think they may be having a medical emergency should call 911 and an ambulance. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ashley Mizuo.